Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Save big money on Masterforce automotive tools and Menards. Don't get left out in the cold. Easily jumpstart your vehicle with a Masterforce 1500 amp lithium ion jump starter. It's portable and designed for jumpstarting vehicles with engines up to 8 cylinders, has spark resistant clamps and preheating technology that warms batteries for easier jumpstarting in extreme cold weather conditions. Get the Masterforce 1500 amp jump starter today for $119.99. Sale price good through December 15th.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, industries and traders rule out reduction in prices of goods despite improved performance of the cedi against the dollar. Also coming up, Monetary Policy Committee likely to announce a new policy rate today after meeting to review the economy. Plus, on today's Business Journal, we'll tell you how Kente sellers are struggling to sell their products due to the influx of fake ones on the market. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kyle. Thanks for joining us. Hello to our friends listening from Kofredi on KT Radio. Now, industries and traders are rejecting calls for a reduction in price of goods in line with the improved performance of the cedi against major trading currencies. Now, the local currency has witnessed one of its biggest gains against the dollar in a month. This has resulted in a push by some consumers for price reduction on imported goods. But speaking on PM Express Business Edition, President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey Imdake, explained their other costs that have not gone down.
You're saying that our inflationary rates technically are cost push. Yep. And if they are cost push, and a clear example is VAT.
Yep.
VAT is a cost push. Those are the elements.
Yep.
And as a policy of government reading out a fiscal budget in a year, the VAT rate hasn't changed. So it is a cost push factor, which are affecting your cost anyway. Don't forget the VAT also has levies, which is
so other variable costs have not gone down. So
exactly.
The savings you're making in the dollar effect.
So you should realize that inbuilt costs are driving inflation, and there's a similar stability of the exchange rate. There are other factors.
Meanwhile, President of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Dr. Joseph Obeng, says that the city's performance must be sustained in the long term.
So when you bought it at 17 and the dollar has come at 16, then of course you have to manage your costing well. Otherwise, you lose your capital because you have already committed to the forex.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
And that's why I'm saying that unless we have a sustained gain, when we have that, then we have the convergence where the prices will come.
So
That was President of Ghana Union of Traders Association, Dr. Joseph Obeng. Now, still on the City Economist, Carriage Buti has called for sustainable measures to stabilize the local currency. The Bank of Ghana is set to release more than $300 million onto the market to sustain the city's gains. Speaking on PM Express Business Edition, Mr. Buti cautioned that the country's dollar reserves may not support the long-term sustainability of the city in 2025.
To what extent are we not depleting the reserve market threadbare where we will introduce vulnerabilities again? What will this play on the minds of investors and people who move money? And so the sustainability of the city going forward versus the dollar going forward or otherwise would depend on the answers to these questions. That these are things I believe maybe at the next MPC meeting, if at all it's a press conference, we should be interrogating that how sustainable are the current liquidity interventions. If we are clear they are sustainable, then we could see that the correction will continue. But otherwise, again, you may push it to a certain level. Remember, in 2022, the city touched about 15, 16 cedi to a dollar, and then there was a correction to 19, 11, 9, thereabout. But anytime there is pressure, anytime there is uncertainty, that level and rate becomes, if you like, the ceiling.
You had Carriage Buti, an economist there, speaking on PM Express Business Edition. There is a repeat of the conversation this morning at 11 on the Joy News channel. Let's check the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 16 cedis, 40 pesos. That's what the Forex bureaus are offering clients. A British pound, 20 cedis, 50 pesos. A euro going for 17 cedis. However, at the commercial banks, the dollar selling at 15 cedis, 60 pesos. Now, the Monetary Policy Committee is likely to announce a new policy rate today after meeting earlier this week to review the economy. The Bank of Ghana is expected to release a press statement today instead of the usual press briefings associated with the policy rate announcement. However, some economists are projecting a marginal cut in the policy rate considering the current developments facing in the economy and possibly a rate hold. Now, the policy rate currently stands at 27%. Turning to other news, President of the Ghana Institute of Architects, Foster Sai Okono, is impressing on government the need to prioritize the industry. Being a major stakeholder in the development of high-value properties that could boost tourism and attract investment, Foster Sai Okono said government must ensure that architects are allowed to play their roles in infrastructure development in the public sector. He was speaking at the 2024 Annual General Meeting of the Ghana Institute of Architects.
We have to prioritize architecture as a nation. We have to develop policies that will promote the architect. We have to promote policies that will promote architecture in general. You go, like I said, you go to the MMDs, that's the Metropolitan, Municipal and District Assemblies, and there are virtually no architects in any of them. In Greater Accra, with 29 MMDs, we only have 6 of them having architects. Ashanti region, no architects. Eastern region, no architects. It's so terrible. Meanwhile, we go ahead and then we say we are developing as a nation. We cannot do the wrong thing and expect better results.
President of the Ghana Institute of Architects, Foster Sai Okono. You are listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, Kente traders are struggling to deal with due to the influx of counterfeit textiles in the market, leading to a loss of customers and potential closure of their businesses. The issue is particularly prominent in the central business district of Accra, where fake products dominate, causing genuine textile sellers to suffer. James Ishen has more in our business journal.
The aesthetic beauty of a Kente cloth is affected by the color symbolism. Around the 17th century AD, the vibrant traditional fabric known as Kente, which is worn mostly for special occasions and festivals, was created. The sector is regarded as one of the most important areas supporting Ghana's tourism economy. The National Museum of Ghana, which has been refurbished and is the oldest and largest museum there, I met Mr. Ohene, who has been in the Kente business for more than 35 years, to discuss the state of the industry. Mr. Ohene tells me that sales decreased during the peak of the COVID-19.
Kente business is a coffin.
Due to the COVID-19, the Kente business is no longer as lucrative as it once was. Prior to the pandemic, foreign nationals would frequently visit to buy Kente, but as a result of the disease, sales of products plummeted. He later bemoaned the rate at which Chinese Kente has gained roots in the Ghanaian market and Ghanaians patronizing it instead of the original Ghanaian-made kente. According to him, this could seriously affect the local kente industry by the next decade if the imported inferior kente is allowed. It's quite unsettling. We all know kente is from Ghana when we talk about it. However, these Chinese are able to replicate our designs. Our kente is made with high quality fabric and designs, but yes, it's different. I engaged a trader who has been selling kente for years on the difference between the Chinese kente and the original kente. To what extent is this affecting the Ghanaian kente business community?
They are picking our local designs, doing their own. But since their own is cheap and our own are locally made, it's expensive than their own. So probably some people cannot afford the original wave kente. We rather go in for their own than our own. It's true, it's taking over our this thing because, for example, the one I'm holding like this is 1,000 Ghana cedis. And look at the China one like this that I'm holding like this. A whole 6 years.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.